Good morning.
早上好。
I was blessed by the hymns that were sung this morning. Thank you for that time of worship. That was very meaningful for me, just in my own mind and heart to be prepared.
我今天非常的受到那些诗歌的祝福，为我准备好今天的讲道。
I want to thank you for praying for Martha. Yesterday was her birthday.
谢谢你们为我太太的祷告。昨天呢是 Martha 她的生日。
Most of our family was there to be around her and to share at that time.
我们昨天大部分的家人都在她的床前，都跟她讲每个人生活当中与她共处。
Although she's not able to talk, we were aware that she was hearing what we had to say because occasionally she would raise her eyebrows.
虽然她已经不能说话了，但是偶尔她的眉毛会动一动，那就是她是听见我们跟她说话的。
The last thing I shared with her when I was leaving was that I was going to be here today.With the brothers and sisters who are praying for her.
最后一件事情我告诉她的是，今天我要到我们这边来，我们的弟兄姐妹为她祷告。
Again, I don't know everything that she heard, but I said I'm going to be preaching two times tomorrow and then a baptism in the afternoon as well.
我告诉我太太 Martha, 她说我早上要来这边讲道，下午呢又有一个是受洗的那个活动，我也要参加的。
So I know that she's always been my prayer warrior, so I know that she's praying for us right now.
我知道她每一次都是为我祷告，为我的所有的讲道祷告。她现在也是为我在祷告。
Thank you again for your prayers.
谢谢大家为她的祷告。
I enjoyed the Olympics that were on TV for a couple weeks.
我非常享受奥林匹克的运动，就是在上两个星期里边。
You could call me a person that was a junkie. I watched everything that it was about.
你可以说我是垃圾，什么都看啊。
I especially like the interviews that were held with the people who won gold medals.
我最喜欢看的是对他们的采访，他们得了金牌以后对他们的采访。
I heard over and over again the same message. It's hard work and being faithful to it day after day.
我听到最多的，他就是重复，很努力的，然后就是有信心，然后一天一天的在不停的努力。
The title of my sermon is Final Exam.
今天我要跟你们讲到的主题就是期末考。
I don't know about you, but when I was in school, I did not do good in taking tests.
我不知道你们怎么样，我在学校的时候，我的那个考试成绩都不是太好的。
But I believe that when we get to heaven, we're going to have a test.
我们去到天堂的时候，我们也有一个考试。
Now Jesus knows everything about us.
主耶稣基督他知道我们所有的一切事情。
Nothing will be a surprise to him.
对他来说，没有一件事情是对他来说是非常惊奇的。
We'll be able to express our love and thankfulness to him.
我们要对他表达我们对他的爱和感谢。
And then I believe he's going to ask us our test questions.
然后他就对我们进行考试了。
And those test questions I'd like to talk about this morning.
今天早上呢，我们一起来讲的就是这些考试的题目。
Even though he knows the answers,
虽然他已经知道了所有的答案，
he wants us to talk about our faithfulness to him.
他仍然想要我们跟他讲我们的信心。
The scripture that you read this morning is about a master and three servants.
今天早上我们刚刚读的圣经呢，就是讲了三个人和他的主人的故事。
The master decided that he was going to be leaving for a while, and he wanted to see the faithfulness of those three servants.
这个主人呢，他要去一个旅行，他就是想考验一下他的三个仆人的表现。
So he gave all three of the servants a portion of money.
他给了三个人不同等量的钱，每个人都有一份。
He went away and then came back after some time.
他去了一段时间以后就回来了。
And he met with each of the servants again.
然后就遇见了他们三个人。
And he asked them about their faithfulness.
然后就问他们的诚信。
The first servant told him how he took and invested his money and that he made more that he could give back to the master.
第一个呢就是拿了五千银两的他说他是怎么投资的然后又拿出来了就是五千加五千就是一万给了呢他主人。
The master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant.
他说忠善良心的人你做得真好。
He then met with the second servant, and the second servant said that he also invested the money and was able to give more back.
第二个人呢是两千银两的，他也是去投资，然后呢也是拿了double 了以后呢就拿回来给他的主人。
And the master commended that servant by saying, "Well done, good faithful servant."
他主人也说忠实良善的仆人，你做得真好。
But the third servant came, and his response was to the master that he buried the money.
第三个呢，他说告诉他的主人，他是埋葬了他的银钱。
And it's interesting. Scripture says that the master said to him, "You are lazy."
这个圣经上说又懒。
You were not faithful in what I have given to you.
你没有诚信的人呐。
Now the passage of Scripture is a parable.
这个三个故事呢都是可以进行比较的。
And I believe that the parable is a picture of our final exam that we're going to have when we get to heaven.
让我们在面对主考试的时候，我们也要有这样的比较。
It's going to be on our faithfulness.
就是对我们的诚信。
And Christian, sister and brother, I don't know about you, but my greatest desire is when I stand before the Lord, I want to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
在我们所有的基督徒，也包括我自己，在面对主的时候，我愿意听到的是又忠心又良善的。
So let me share with you what I believe might be some of the questions that Jesus would like to hear from us.
我想跟你们说一点故事。
The first one is, do you have the right values?
你有好的价值观吗？
Is your priority set in a proper way?
你的主要的目的是在正确的方向吗？
What are your priorities?
什么是你主要的最主要的事情？
Are they God first?
是我们的神放在第一位吗？
Family?
还是家里放在第一位？
Personal Bible study?
个人的圣经学习？
Others?
其他？
Sharing the good news of Jesus?
然后把好消息告诉我们的基督耶稣。
Praying.
祷告。
See, faithful people understand what's important and what's not important.
诚信的人就是有知道什么是重要的，什么是不重要的。
And so those are values that we have mentioned that I think pleases our Savior when he looks at us.
所以这些价值观，当我们面对他的时候，我们就会有。
The next question that I think will be asked is, do you care for the interest of others, not just your own interest?
第二个就是你对其他人有关心吗？然后不是只是关注你自己。
I believe the Bible from the beginning to the end is about building relationships with each other and with God.
然后从圣经的第一章到最后一页都是讲了我们与神的关系。
Do you remember the words of Paul to Timothy?
你还记得保罗跟提摩太所说的话吗？
Paul simply said to him, I don't have anyone else like Timothy.
我没有比对提摩太更喜欢的人了。
It was a relationship that was being built.
这是他跟提摩太的关系。
It was caring, it was providing, it was passing on what he was learning.
这是一种关爱，在他们在学习当中他们的关爱。
Brothers and sisters, our commitment is to putting others first shows our faithfulness.
对其他人的关爱也是我们对主的一种诚信。
Another exam question that might be asked is,Do you live a life of integrity before unbelievers?
你在你的第二个问题呢，就是主会考试我们，我们的
诚信。
我们的诚信。
Do the people
大吗
？Do the people around you know that you are a follower of Jesus?
在你周围的人都知道你是对。基督是非常热爱的吗
？Do they trust you? Do they see it in your smile, in your walk?
你在他们对你信任吗
？Another thing that I think will be a question when we stand before Jesus is, faithful people keep their promises.
然后第三个呢，就是我们诚信的人一定会保守我们的诺言。
I was thinking, what are the, some of the promises that are important for us?
然后我在想哪些承诺是我们非常重要的。
Oftentimes we'll say, I'll get back to you.
一般呢我们就会说我等下再告诉你。
I'll send the check in the mail tomorrow.
然后我看一下，然后我明天再告诉你。
I'll pray for you.
我要为你祷告。
Do we take time to really?Keep our promises. Do we get back to people and say, "I was praying this week for you"?
然后我有没有跟他讲，然后非常诚心的告诉他说，这个星期我真的是为你在祷告的。
Your commitments matter.
你的承诺是非常有重要的。
So as I continue to think of standing before the Lord and desiring to hear the words, "Well done, and thou faithful servant."I think of other things as well.
我在考虑其他的事情的时候，诚信是。
So let me review quickly just what we've looked at. Do you have the right vision?
我们在回顾的时候，我们要看到。
Do you care for the interests of others, not just your own?
你对其他人的关心吗？不只是关心你自己吗？
Do you live a life of integrity before others?
你的诚信。比其他重要吗？
And do you keep your promises?
你对你的诺言有遵守吗？
These are all signs of faithfulness as we stand before our Heavenly Father.
这三件事情来想都是非常重要的承诺诚信。
Let me get real with a few others though.
然后我给你们讲一些很真实的事情。
Because I think there's some other tough questions that we're going to be asked.
然后有一些很难的问题，主将要问我们。
Well, here's one. Have you developed your spiritual gifts?
你有没有发展你的圣灵上的礼物？
God created you and has invested a great deal in you.
主创造了你，对你来讲是一个非常有价值的。
How are you using what he's invested in you?
你怎么样来利用他为你所创造的价值呢？
None of us would be here today if it wasn't for someone who invested in telling us about Jesus.
如果我们今天在这里都是为了主来的。
We all have the opportunity and the privilege of serving him and telling others of the hope that we have.
我们是为主服侍而来的。
And so Jesus is trusting us to be his ambassadors as we speak his word and his love to others.
主就是我们所有人的
我们
们是神的大使使者。
是，我们是神的大使。
Okay, the next one you're going to say to me, Pastor Jay, you're picking on us.
你可能会说哦、Pastor Jay 啊，你可能是在挑剔我们。
But I think it's very important because when we stand before the Father, it's going to affect the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
然后呢，我觉得呢是非常重要的，因为我们要得到你是忠信良善的仆人的这样的奖赏。
Okay, here's the question.
现在问题来了。
Do you manage your money well?
你对你自己的钱财管理好吗？
Ask yourself these following questions.
然后继续问下面的问题。
Do I pay my bills on time? My bills.
你有没有按时交账单？你有没有按时交账单？
没电了。
Okay.
No more power. Just.
Okay. Do I pay my bills on time?
你有没有按时交账单？
Do I live within my budget?
你在你的这个钱的范围里边生活吗？
Am I consistent with my giving to God?
我的考虑都归向主吗？
How does my giving compare to my spending?
我的给出和我的消费是怎么样的比较？
And how does my spending compare to my saving?
我的给出和我的储存积蓄保存在就是储存是怎么样的？
The Bible says, if you cannot be trusted with your worldly riches,
如果你不能够trust 就是对自己的那个财富有信心，
Then who will trust you with true riches?
然后谁会对你的有信心？
It is a test of faithfulness.
这是一个诚信的考试。
Well, let me look at another question quickly.
然后我们再看下一个问题。
Do you obey God's commands?
你有没有遵行主的旨意？
God defines faithfulness as obedience.
然后主是非常信实的。
And so if we're obedient, we're being faithful people.
然后我们也是非常诚信的人。
We're being faithful to his commands, studying his word.
我们要学习他的话语，对他的话语的学习。
And living it out in the world that we're in.
然后在这个世界中在这个世界中直到世界末日我们对他有信心。
Okay, I have one more question that I think is on the final exam.
然后最后一个考试的问题。
Do you pass on to others what you have learned?
你有没有将你学到的传给其他的人？
I believe that what God has entrusted to us, He asks us to multiply.
主要我们要有不同种的工作。
Faithfulness leads then to multiplication.
信心和可以引导我们做不同的工作。
And so we have the privilege of passing it on.
所以我们有勇气可以将这个传给其他的人。
Let me go back to the story that we saw in the Olympics.
然后我们再讲一下我看的那个奥林匹克的运动会。
There was a relay race.
有一个比赛。
Where one runner runs as fast as he could or she could, and they pass the baton to the next person.
接力赛的时候，一个呢就是跑得非常快，然后呢就交给第二棒。
And they do that four times.
然后要有四个
as fast as they can in order to win the race.
跑得越快越好，然后就可以拿到金牌。
But in one of the men's race, The second person that was passing the baton did not do it well.
在接力棒的时候，第二棒的人他拿到了以后呢，不太好，他跑得不太好。
And his team of runners did not win the race.
然后呢，他们这一组呢就没有赢得奖牌。
All because of not passing the baton on the right way.
因为他交棒的时候没有交接好。
So today I have talked about faithfulness.
然后今天我们来讲诚信。
We have read the parable about faithfulness, the picture that was given to us with a master and his servants.
然后我们来讲信诚信，就是讲那个主人和他仆人的故事。
We are going to stand before our master, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也要在我们的基督耶稣面前面对我们的。
When we stand before him, we are going to simply have to respond to our faithfulness.
我们在他面前的时候，我们会只要简单的就回答他。
And I raise these issues from Scripture today so that we will be prepared for what we're going to face.
然后我今天给你们说的这些题目呢，就是当我们遇到他的时候，会怎么样的回答。
And I remind you again, brothers and sisters,
然后就让你们记得。
Our deep desire is to hear these words from Jesus.
然后就可以听见主这样的说话。
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
啊，忠信良善的仆人，你做得真好。
I trust that this will help you as you live your life daily and you put these things into practice.
我相信你们可以在你们每天的生活当中做得很好。
So I encourage you, pass it on.
所以我鼓励你传下去。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, help us to be faithful people.
主啊，求你保守我们做诚实的人。
And may we pass on to those around us.
然后传下去，在我们周围的人中间，把这些诚信传下去。
What you've invested in us.
你将这些都在我们身上存下来了。
So Father, when we stand in your presence and that final exam is given,
主啊，让我们在最后在你面前考试的时候，
we will hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
让我们听到，我们是忠信良善的仆人，做得好。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主基督耶稣的名求，阿门。
阿门。好，谢谢这个牧师帮我们，今天的正道哈。OK， 那。